Eder. You're listening to Eder.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله أسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one very beautiful name of Allah is Al-Mutakabbir. Al-Mutakabbir is translated as the majestic one or the great one. Al-Mutakabbiru, in the Arabic language, the root words are kibr, as in a small kaf, ba and a ra. And so in the Arabic language, kaf, ba, ra or kibr actually means to be big. To be big. And so even in our salah, when we move from one position to another position, we say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And Allahu Akbar means that there is no one greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the root words are the same. Kabura, yakburu also gives the same meaning. When the word Al-Mutakabbir is used for a person and not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for an example, if somebody was to say Ar-Rajulul Mutakabbiru, that so and so person is Mutakabbir. That person is Mutakabbir. When it comes to naming a person, the meaning changes completely. And so the meaning now will be of arrogance or pride. It means that so and so person is a man of pride, that he has got a lot of takabbur inside him. So mutakabbir in the Arabic language, when it is used for a person, it means when someone feels that he is more superior in every capacity than others. That he is more superior than others. This is called kibr or takabbur, and the person is called a mutakabbir. So now when a man is full of arrogance, you will call him a rajulul mutakabbir. This man is full of arrogance. Now in Sharia, there is no scope for a human being to show any kind of arrogance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a major sin. Even logically, it is something not accepted. Logically also. Say for an example, if a man is a king, and so he's got authority, he's got kingdom, he's got honor, he's got wealth. Basically a man who's got everything. Even a king has no right to show arrogance. It is haram for him. Why? Simply all he needs to look at is his beginning. He needs to look at his beginning. That Allah created him from a drop of sperm, semen, which is napak. And if he looks at his ending, eventually his body will rot, disintegrate completely, the body will smell. And whilst he is alive, he is carrying impurity in his stomach all the time. That is why Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi would say something very ajeeb. He would say that if a man wants to recognize himself, then when he is sitting in the toilet, that is the time he should think and ponder that who he really is. When he is in the toilet, that is the time he should think who he really is. Can he show arrogance? And so even logically, it doesn't make sense for any human being to show any kind of kibr. Because al-mutakabbir is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It only suits him, it only befits him. Logically it is not accepted. So for an example, in this world you might find someone that Allah has bestowed upon him one or two great qualities, but then he will find himself bereft in others, cut away from other qualities. He is not a man that has got everything inside him. And so how can he show arrogance? If he is a doctor, then he is not a plumber. The same doctor requires a plumber. And if he is a plumber, he is not an electrician. If he is not an electrician, he might not be a carpenter. Or he might not be a teacher. Or he might not be a dentist. And so if Allah has given certain qualities to an individual, that is one quality or two qualities. What else will that person have? He can't be a doctor, he can't be a dentist, he can't be everything. Maybe one, maybe two, maybe most three things he can have under his belt. But then thereafter he needs others. There are other people who are superior. They need other individuals. Even the laborers, people working in the factory, drivers, they are also very important components and we need them all. And so for insan to do takabbur does not make sense. Not at all. Not at all. If insan thinks that, you know what, I have a beautiful house, I have a beautiful mansion, and a beautiful car, and I also have a good business, a very good business. And so that is why I can have a bit of takabbur or pride and arrogance. The fact of the matter is, my respected brothers, that these things are very temporary. Maybe the house will outlive him. Maybe the house will outlive him and he might have to go. So all of these things are very, very temporary. So why should you show takabbur? What is the logic of a man to be showing pride? That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثٌ. Three things walk with the mayyit. أَهْلُهُ, family members, friends. وَمَالُهُ, everything that he owns. His possession also comes. وَعَمَلُهُ, and also his amal come. But then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَيَرْجِعُ إِثْنَان. Two things return back. Two things Go away. وَيَبْقَى عَمَلُهُ And the only thing that remains with him is his amal. So in this world what we have, it is just temporary. Insan has no haq to show pride and arrogance. We are just borrowing everything of this world. It is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to give you an example, imagine if somebody parks a very beautiful Rolls Royce in the masjid car park. Imagine if Imam Sahib comes. People will get a heart attack. I think they would really, if Imam Sahib came with a Rolls Royce, they would have a heart attack. Because they say, Imam Sahib is not supposed to be rich. That is our akidah. But so for an example, just say somebody comes in the car park with a beautiful car, Rolls Royce. 5 times a day he's there parking his car. MashaAllah, everybody looks at it outside. Oh boy, Rolls Royce. Boy. We know this chap. What is it? And then after 4 or 5 days he comes with a Nissan Micra. And then you ask him, what happened to that car? Oh, it was only on hire for 4 days. He hired the Rolls Royce for how many days? For the weekend. So you might be showing that this belongs to you, but in reality it does not belong to you. This car does not belong to you. You are just showing that, you know, people see me weekend driving. MashaAllah, my friends are looking at me, of, you know, that person so and so has got a beautiful car, you know, Rolls Royce. But it's not his. Exactly the same. How can we show off when something does not belong to us? How can we show off when something does not belong to us? If insan says, I've got something to show off, what, my house, but that doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to you at all. You will die, this house will stay. Your car does not belong to you. Your business does not belong to you. Nothing belongs to you. And so al-mutakabbir can only be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of His attributes is complete. In everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete. And therefore it only suits and befits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is mutakabbir. And the translation for mutakabbir would be the majestic one. Or the great one. That is why we repeat all the time, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That Allah is the greatest. Allah is greater than everything. In fact, in reality, never mind competition with your fellow human beings. If insan was to be compared to the other creatures that Allah has created, even then, he will find himself to be in an inferior position to them. To the other creatures. Never mind insan. A human can show some competition to another human being. But even to the other creatures that Allah has created, what we call hayvan. When it comes to eating and drinking, if insan can eat and drink, then there are animals that can eat more than insan. There are animals that can drink more than insan. If he boasts that he's got good vision, then there are certain animals that can see far more, better, and at a greater distance than what insan can see. Even at night, the eyesight is sharp. There are creatures that Allah has created. Subhanallah al-Azim. Greater vision. If insan thinks that, you know, my hearing is solid and perfect, then there are other animals that can hear far more better than insan. If insan thinks that, you know, my strength is something, then subhanallah, his strength is of no comparison to the other animals in the jungle. If insan thinks that, you know, my body mass, my body and how I am, this beautiful human that Allah has created, that he is very, very powerful, then if he stands in front of the animal, you'll find that, in front of an elephant, you'll find the elephant to be far more stronger than him in every capacity. Subhanallah. So he is really of no comparison. If he thinks that, you know, I've got 7 children, 8 children, 9 children, 10 children, I've got so many children, then there are other animals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the strength that when they give birth, they are far in numbers than what insan gives birth to. Much more. Much more. So logically also, it does not make sense for insan to show any kind of arrogance. And in fact, arrogance is something which is connected directly to kufr. To kufr. That is why you will see people who are not God-fearing, they are very arrogant. In Islam, we are told to do salam all the time. All the time. Why? So that if you have any takabbur inside you, kibr, it comes out. You might not like that person, but you have to say salam to him. The least, say salam to him. Assalamu alaikum. That is the sabak that is given. Shaitan, he fell. He fell because of takabbur, arrogance. Shaitan fell because of takabbur, arrogance. And some people think that, you know, Shaitan is only one. Shaitan is only one. Yes, you know, what we will call the Amir of all the Shayateen, he is one. And his name is Azazil. Azazil, the one who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Azazil. But then those that have followed Azazil, they are also Shayateen. And their Amir is who? This individual, whose name is Azazil. And so death also comes to them whenever Allah wills. But Azazil has been given a very, very long life. Very, very long life. But there are many Shayateen. Some people also think that Malakul Maut is only one. Malakul Maut is not one. There are many angels of death. Many. But the Amir is Malakul Maut. Hazrat Israel alayhi salam. He is the Amir. And all actually work under him. You see the main man in position, you don't see him running around and doing the common man's job. That is not his job. He is in position. He is the Amir. And so what is the job of Malakul Maut? Malakul Maut will of course extract the souls of great individuals. He will come with adab ikram to Anbiya alayhim as-salam. He has come to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has come to Musa alayhi salam. And whoever Allah wishes. But then there are other angels that work under him. And so what happens is that in the 24 hours the people that have passed away, all the souls are given to him, the Amir. And so he is sitting, and the arwah is given to him. So he grips all the souls. Everything is there with him. And so when he's got the souls, and then now he knows. It is said that Malakul Maut and the angels of death have this powerful, sensitive nose, smell, that they can immediately know that this soul is the soul of a kafir, a disbeliever. And this soul is the soul of someone who has iman. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them this ability. And so immediately now, what Malakul Maut does is that the souls are then, he distributes it to two locations. One is Illiyin and one is Sijjin. So he puts it to the Illiyin and he puts it to the Sijjin. Sijjin is down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. The souls of the kuffar go down. That is where Sijjin is. This is done by Malakul Maut, the main person. And the believers, the people of Iman, be it from amongst the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the believers amongst the time of the Prophets, whoever they may be, their souls go to Illiyin. Once your soul has been used and contaminated, this soul cannot go back to Alam-e Arwah. It cannot go back to Alam-e Arwah because it's been used. And the body is a vehicle, a carriage. And it's put inside, and therefore it is used. And it does not return back to Alam-e Arwah. It only goes back to Illiyin or Sijjin. And this is Malakul Maut. And so Malakul Maut is one Israel, but he has many, many angels that work under him. In fact, the angels that take the souls of the animals, they are different. A different category. For the kuffar also different. For the muttaqeen also very, very different. For the pious people very, very different. So this is the responsibility that is given. And of course you have Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. Does anybody know what is the name of Jibreel alayhi salam? Anybody knows the name of Jibreel alayhi salam? Ji? Ji? No, Israfil is an angel. Ji? No, Dr. Sam. I have to give you an injection now. Huh? No. The name of Jibreel alayhi salam is Abdullah. What is his name? Eel means Allah. But the name of Jibreel alayhi salam is what? Abdullah. That is what his name is. And Mikael. Anybody knows the name of Mikael? Ubaidullah. What is his name? One is Abdullah, one is Ubaidullah. And Israfil's name is what? Abdul Rahman. All named after the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Israfil's name is Abdul Rahman. That is why in a hadith, Mishkat Sharif, it is mentioned, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that two names are very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. Jibreel alayhi salam's name is actually Abdullah. Abdullah, Ubaidullah and Abdul Rahman. And so this is the system. This is the whole system. But khair, insan, there is one thing of course with insan. Insan, there is no scope for him to show arrogance. However, a man who is a Muslim, a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has elevated his status. From all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, three creations are the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many creations? Three. The jinns, the angels, wake him up, Hadisab, and insan. My people are so bored of my talks, bichare, they fall asleep. Ji. So, jinns, and then you have the angels, and then you have insan. These are the three most powerful creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All are mentioned in the Quran. From the three, the highest ranked position is insan and malaika. Their position is greater than jinns, higher than the jinns. Insan and malaika. Even greater than the malaika, then comes the position of insan. At a general note, insan is far more superior also than malaika and also the jinns. Understand that. Why? Insan has been given the qualities of both. When jinns disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are called shayateen. What are they called? Shayateen. Insan can also become a shaitan. Insan can also become a shaitan. He doesn't become a shaitan as such that he becomes a jinn, but of his kufr or his evil deeds and sins, that he is like the shaitan. Insan can also become a shaitan. And insan, when he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has also got the quality of the angels. And so there is one advantage with insan, which we will look at. If you look at the quality of the malaika, in Surah Tahreem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they only do as they are told. Exactly what Allah tells them to do. So you will find the malaika sitting and doing the tasbih. You will find the malaika sitting and doing the zikr of Allah, la ilaha illallah. You will find the malaika sitting and doing dua. You will find them in ruku. You will find them in sujood. You will find them in qiyam. And subhanallah, for the people of iman, all of these great angelic qualities are also given to the people of iman. That you will find them in ruku, you will find them in sujood, you will find them in qiyam, you will find them lifting up their hands and making dua, you will find them doing zikr of Allah, you will find them saying Allahu Akbar, you will find them saying La ilaha illallah, you will find them saying Alhamdulillah. Now do angels eat and drink? Are you sure? Are you sure? Do you think angels eat and drink? Oh, itna asan sawal, fir bhi aap log jawab nahi de rahe. Iqbal bhai? No, jazakallah. Of course, angels don't eat and drink. And they don't have also relationship. Now, when we are fasting, do we eat and drink? And do we have relationship? So even when you are fasting, this angelic quality comes inside you. That now you are emulating this makhluk, ajib makhluk, made of light. And they don't eat, don't drink, and that is why there is fazila. In Ramadan it's an obligation, but generally throughout the year, a person can fast. So if a person is in the habit of fasting, then mashallah all the time, he's like an angel. He does not eat, does not drink, and has no relationship during the light hours. So all of these qualities are there. Then what makes insan so superior, even far more superior than the malaika? The answer is that the angels don't have it in their DNA to disobey Allah Pak. They don't have it in their DNA to disobey Allah Pak. There is no such thing for them to disobey. They are there created in such a way that they will only obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have no shahwat. They don't eat, they don't drink. They only do exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them to do. But insan has a choice. And when he has got a choice, and subhanallah, he takes the right step, and he says, you know what, I want to be like the malaika, the angels, and I want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that way, he is far more superior even than the malaika, the angels. That is why insan comes first. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the trillions of angels that do sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. So that there is a marking, a distinction has been made. The superiority of Hazrat Insan. وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Allah has given honor to the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from the beginning. All of the makhluk of light, nur, do sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why the greatest human being, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is not an angel. He's not an angel. Remember, the people of Makkah put an allegation upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This doesn't make sense. Why would God choose you? Aliyazu billah. That's how they would speak. Why would they choose you? You are a man who walks, who talks. We see you in our bazaar. We see you in our bazaar. And now you say you are a Nabi. How is that possible? Subhanallah, that is possible. If he was an angel, insan would have said that Allah Pak, you know, our model is an angel. An angel is far more superior in the sense that he has no desire. He's not going to commit any sins. And therefore it's going to be very difficult for us to be like the angels. And so in every situation, insan wants to complain. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a human being. He had a beautiful face. He had eyes. He had a nose. He had parents, mother, father, children. Subhanallah, he performed nikah. He would eat, he would drink. So he is insan. But of course, Afzalul Bashar. What is he? Afzalul Bashar. The best from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we need to do is we are not to be people of arrogance. Malaika, despite the fact that they can never sin, they have no takabbur inside them whatsoever. Now there is one ajeeb hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ كِبْرٍ. If someone has got equivalent to a mustard seed of pride, equivalent to a mustard seed of pride in his heart, he shall not enter Jannah. Oh ho, mustard seed. Imagine that. How we have to work. Allah does not like this. Pride and arrogance. In another hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah says, Al-kibriya'u ridai, wal-azmatu izari. That greatness is my upper garment. I think this is a better translation. Greatness is my upper garment. Loftiness is my lower garment. Imagine if somebody is trying to snatch your clothes away from you. You can't allow that person to take away your garment that you are wearing or snatch your izar. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all this. But just to explain to humanity, to insan, that the top garment is my azmat, is my kibriya, as in my greatness. And the lower garment is what? My loftiness. And that only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now just to conclude, the most powerful quality and sifat inside the angels is what we call khawf. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is in all of the malaika. They fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extremely. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, his size is so big. Ulama have mentioned, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls him, the body of Jibreel Amin shrinks to the size of an usfur, which is like a bird. Just coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the quality in the angels when it comes to fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so insan is ashraful makhlukat. Allah has given him this honor. Why? To instill fear inside him. So the more fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you have, inshallah things are more controlled. And so now we can understand, even logically, it does not make sense for a person to show any kind of arrogance, because Al-Kibriya'u is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means the majestic one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللہ کریم ہمارے بیٹھنے کو قبول فرما بولنے کو قبول فرما اللہ کریم لوگ آئے ہوئے ہیں تھکے ہوئے ہیں اللہ کریم پورا دن کام پر گزارا پھر بھی اللہ کریم مسجد میں آئے, اللہ کریم تیری رضا کے لیے, اللہ کریم ہمیں جنت میں جگہ دے دے, اللہ کریم ہمیں جنت میں جگہ دے دے, اللہ کریم ہماری یہ مجلس ایک بہانہ بن جائے, ہمیں بھی جنت میں جگہ دے, ہمارے ماں باپ کو بھی جنت میں جگہ دے, ہمارے اجداد کو بھی جنت میں جگہ دے, ہماری اولاد کو بھی جنت میں جگہ دے, ہماری ذریت کو جنت میں جگہ دے, ہم سب کا خاتمہ بالخیر فرما, اللہ کریم ہم سب کو اچھی موت دے, اللہ کریم ہم سب کو تقویٰ کی نعمت دے, اللہ کریم ہم سب کو متقین میں سے بنا دے, اللہ کریم کفر سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, شیطان اور نفس کے مکر و فریب سے اللہ کریم تو ہماری حفاظت فرما, اللہ کریم تو ہی ہماری حفاظت کر سکتا ہے, اللہ کریم ہمیں اپنے اوپر ذرا بھی بھروسہ نہیں ہے. اے مالک, جس طریقے سے ایک باپ اور ماں اپنے چھوٹے بچے کے ہاتھ کو مضبوطی سے تھامتے ہیں پکڑتے ہیں, اللہ کریم تیری رحمت ہمارے ساتھ بھی اس طرح ہو کہ آپ نے ہمیں مضبوطی سے تھاما ہو, پکڑا ہو. اللہ کریم ہمارا خاتمہ بالخیر ہو, جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا دے, اللہ کریم جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا دے. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.